Hello?
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please
Hey.
have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Sure, 35044.
Okay, let's see. Just a moment. Let's see here. And what would be the first and last name?
Eugene Pietkowski.
And how do you spell the last name?
P like Paul, IAT, KOWSKI.
There we go. And please verify the street address.
214 River Trace in Childersburg, Alabama.
Thank you for that, sir. Just give me just a moment. The account is loading here. It's still loading, sir. I do
It's okay.
apologize.
I'm calling because I got a charge on my credit card this afternoon, and
Yes, sir.
I don't recognize who you are. Who are you?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors,
Ah,
and
okay.
the vendor's name would be on your bank statement.
Yeah, it says direct discount. And I can't relate to direct discount. So I'd like to know what I bought.
Yes, sir. This will be a Stealth Elite drone and the membership to our Gadget website.
Oh, okay. And tell me that one more time. It's a drone?
It would be for the 6732. That would be for the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our website.
Right, that was not clear. I went to a website and they were basically giving away a drone for the cost of shipping was like $10 or something, and it didn't indicate that I was joining a membership. So I don't really want a membership. And if it means I can't get the drone for $10, then let's just forget that as well.
Well, sir, the drone was ordered on the 12th and it was shipped out on the 13th, so it is currently en route to you.
Okay.
And the voucher has already been sent out, but I can
When
cancel.
you say sent out, sent where?
It was an e-voucher is basically an electronic voucher, which is where the E from e-voucher comes from. It would have been
Yeah.
sent to your email that we have on file here.
And I'm sure
But
you probably did, but
it's already been sent.
and it the return or the sender would be direct discount.
We once we sent out the vou once we sent out the voucher, sir, they cannot be returned.
Okay, but you see my dilemma. I responded to an advertisement on the web, basically thinking I'm getting a free drone, and it didn't say anything about joining a membership. So is there any way to reverse that? I mean, I'll send the drone back if that's what it takes.
The drone was supposed to be a free gift as a thank you for joining us with the membership to the Gadget website, sir.
I understand that now, but it wasn't clear at the time that I said okay.
Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
All right, so this membership is good for how long?
It would be good for a month.
For a month?
Yes, sir. And that's $125 e-voucher. And of course, if you go above the $125, you would be, if you go over the $125, you would have to pay out of pocket for it. But the $125, for that, it would be, I'm sorry, sir. I just had a brain moment.
It's okay.
Here.
It's all right.
It's because
I do it all the time.
The website as to where the e-voucher would be connected to, it would be on the e-voucher email. So once you click on that, you would go to the store and then get gadgets that are mostly Bluetooth, solar powered. They match with just about any device, which is either Apple or Android.
Sure.
Once you go to the checkout, you would put it in the coupon box, and then you would click apply, and then it would automatically would take it off of your total charge. And again, if you go over the $125, you would have to pay out of pocket for that.
Sure.
But that's an every single month thing, and due to Christmas coming up, it could come in handy if you have family members that are tech savvy.
Yeah, I can relate to this stuff. You say the $67 membership fee is good just for a month. I don't want it automatically renewing. Can I make sure it does not renew?
It does renew, sir, but I'm working on canceling out the account out for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, sir. And that's the refunds that we can offer you off of the the $67.32. We can offer you 50%.
Okay. That's the best you can do?
And the highest that we can do is 50.
Well, 50 is better than none.
Okay, so I'm working on that now for you. Okay, let's see. Okay, so $33.66. We'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. Just be sure to check your emails around the date of the 16th, which is, if I'm not mistaken, is today, and check it tomorrow.
Okay. Now, you said these vouchers were sent some time ago. I get a lot of junk mail, so I probably just assumed it was trash. Who did it come from? Would it be from?
It would be a no reply email from our discount warehouse.
Okay. All right. But you tell me that my account's been closed and I got a 50% refund and it will not automatically renew next month.
And that's correct, yes, sir. And I'll get the confirmation number here for you in just a moment. Let's see, almost done. $33.66. Okay. Alrighty, it's CS and Charlie, 2633-28996.
Okay, thank you very much. You've been very helpful, and have a wonderful holiday.
And same to you too, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.